Abraham is told to take his son, his only son, his beloved son, and go sacrifice him. The Old Testament always pulls its punches, though. Isaac actually isn't sacrificed. Abraham ties him up, gets out the knife, and then God stays his hand and provides a ram for the sacrifice. The entire Jewish worship service and at the temple is set up around sacrifice. The writer of the Hebrews says, hey, none of those actually atoned for sins. All of those had to be done repeatedly, even by the high priest. And so they were not perfect. They did not take away sins. We need a sacrifice, but it can't be bulls or sheep. It has to be a perfect man to be the perfect sacrifice for the sins of humanity. We need a high priest who is perfect, who offers the perfect sacrifice, and who is the perfect mediator between us and the Father. And so all of these point forward to a time when God doesn't pull his punches. And then the son, the only son, the beloved son, the hand isn't stayed. He is killed. And he is the perfect sacrifice for our sins.